We're back. This Outdoor Report continuing with Jerry Maynard from the Chocolate Raptor Center. Jerry, thanks again for hanging around with us.
Oh, good to be here.
And quickly, I just want to recap. You are going to be a part of the Kids and Family Fishing Day, the free fishing day at Lake and Inland Saturday. And that's from 11 to 2, correct?
That's correct, yeah. We'll be there with the birds, get the kids out there, get them hooked on fishing, hopefully, and then feed them lunch. And while they're having lunch, we get the birds out and teach them about raptors.
And it's absolutely free. Kids get to catch fish, win prizes, see the birds, learn about the Chocolate Raptor Center. And then you also have an open house Sunday, June 25th.
That's correct, yeah. Starting at 3 o'clock at the Raptor Center in Harvey. We're not open to the public normally. We get a lot of requests to come out and see the Raptor Center, so this is your chance. 3 to 6, and the birds will be on the glove and up close and personal.
And again, where do they find out more information?
They can go to our Facebook page. That's probably the best place, the Chocolate Raptor Center, and contact information and questions should be all on there, or you can call us. 249-3598.
All right, Jerry, let's move on to a couple of other projects that you have some insight and perspective on. First of all, we talked to you a lot about the Yellow Dog Community Forest and the fact that all that acreage was purchased for the purpose of preserving it and keeping it open to the public. It's roughly right around County Road 510 Bridge, that general area. What's the latest developments with that property?
Yeah, it was a great success. We raised the money over $1 million to purchase almost 700 acres from Longyear that they were going to put up for private sale, and the whole stretch would have been broken up into small lots. But now it has an environmental conservancy on it. It's owned actually by the Yellow Dog Watershed Preserve, and it will be maintained with public access forever with no development. We're just starting. We've got a plan in place. The transaction, the purchase, was completed in September last year. Over the winter, we developed a management plan of which areas would be preserved as primitive, which areas will have trails, and there'll be a small parking lot developed at 510 so people can get onto the trailhead that will go off from there. But it's great. We're protecting over 5 miles of river, a couple of tributary streams, and it was just a great success with a group of about 12 community groups that came together in the fundraising and in developing the plan.
Well, very cool. And please keep us up to date as things kind of progress a little bit, get your signage out there and that kind of thing.
Right. And you can go on the Facebook or website for the Yellow Dog River Watershed Preserve and get more information, actually look at the management plan. It's accessible from there.
Now, quickly, if you could switch topics here and talk about a project that the Fredoire chapter here in Marquette of Trout Unlimited is right smack dab in the middle of, using some of the funds from the banquet, I assume, that they raised. And it's actually on the west branch of the Escanaba River tributaries, is that right?
Yeah, it's a couple of small streams that are excellent trout streams. And that being Schwartz Creek and 17 Mile Creek. Last year, we were able to complete with our partners the replacement of the culvert on 17 Mile. It was perched and prevented brook trout from migrating to their spawning grounds. And then in the fall, we were going to do Schwartz Creek, but got rained out by the heavy rains. And we've been waiting for the water to go down now to complete the Schwartz Creek crossing, which is also a perched culvert. So this will open up 20 miles of stream that, because of the culverts, have been broken up in preventing brook trout from migrating.
And if you fish the west branch of the Escanaba or the main branch, that definitely will help the brook trout population in all of those areas.
Definitely, yeah. These two tributaries are great brook trout nurseries.
Excellent. Jerry Maynard from the Chocolate Raptor Center, again, going to be at Lake and Inland tomorrow. It's free, 11 to 2. You can catch some fish with the kids, eat some food, and see the birds. And then your open house Sunday, June 25th. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for having me.
This is The Outdoor Show.